We're going to continue in Simen Reish Sadi Test. We are on page 152. This is Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We are up to Simen Reish Sadi Test Sif Test. And tonight, we're going to do Sif Test and Yud, which should bring us to the end of Simen Reish Sadi Test. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Sadi Test Sif Test. Im Rotzul Lissa Take of Abdallah. If a person wants to eat Melav Malka right after Abdallah, Tzorich Lizar Shulay Yavi Lechem LeShulchan Kodem Abdallah. You have to be careful not to bring bread to the table before Abdallah. And if you do have bread on the table where you're saying Abdallah and where you plan on eating that bread right away, then you should have a challah cover to cover the bread just like you would by Kiddush. Because generally speaking, the Dina Kedima and Brachos would dictate that the bread would come before the Bar Priya Gafen. And therefore, you cover the bread to allow you to recite the Bar Priya Gafen on the Havdalah before you sit down to your Melav Malka and eat your Hamotzi. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Lamed, Liso Tekef, Avalimeno Soy Tekef, and Sar Chasosu Shaykhadim Bazet. Look, if you happen to be saying Havdalah in your kitchen and there's some challah left over in the kitchen, you don't have to cover the challah. You're not eating it right now. It just happens to be located in the same room. This whole halacha is only if you are interested in eating Melav Malka right away, right afterwards. Vitzarech Lakdimo, says the Mishabura, after even though when it comes to Havdalah, you would not be allowed to eat the challah before you say the Bar Priya Gafen, because you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. But since in general the Hilchos Brachos issue is that we do put bread before wine, we cover the bread because it's going to be Bizay Lepas. Meaning, the reason we cover the bread is not because otherwise we would be obligated to make a bracha on the bread and eat the bread. We wouldn't be. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to eat the bread before Havdalah. But it's because, normally from Hilchos Brachos perspective, a bread would come before the wine, so it is a bizayon to the pas. So you cover the bread so that it doesn't have to suffer that bizayon, which it automatically would have to suffer if it were left out, as you were saying, Havdalah. See if you'd. Not only are you not allowed to eat before Abdullah, you're not allowed to do any malacha before Abdullah. But over here, the halacha is different than by eating. Because whereas when it comes to eating, you're not allowed to eat before you do Havdalah ala kos. When it comes to malacha, you could do any form of Havdalah and you're allowed to do malacha. If you said Havdalah b'tfila, you're allowed to do malacha even though you did not do Havdalah ala kos. That's how people drive home from shul on Matzah Shabbos, even though they didn't do Havdalah ala kos, because they said Havdalah b'tfila. And if you have to do some sort of malacha before you even did Havdalah b'tfila, Omer Hamavdil ben Kodesh uven Achol. You say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol below bracha, without any bracha of Shmona Esrei, without any baruch, bracha of Alakos or anything like that. Vosa malacha. You could just say baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, and that's it. And you could do malacha. That's Havdalah b'peh, just by dibur alone. Says the Ramah, v'chein nashim shein mavdil b'tfila. So women who typically don't daven mariv, so they don't say Havdalah b'tfila. Yeshalamdan, we should teach them shiomer Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol kodem shiasu malacha. That they should say Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol before they do any malacha. So before they start washing the dishes on Matzoy Shabbos, or doing whatever they're going to do that's going to involve malacha Matzoy Shabbos, and if the husband's not home from shul yet, he's Rabbeinu Tam and Kiddush Levana and everything else, and socializing and refolding his talis 1,000 times, whatever it is that he has to do in shul on Matzoy Shabbos. So she wants to get on with life and she wants to do malacha, so she should say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. The Yeshom the calls up a malacha gemura kigon kosei va'oreg. Some say that this idea that you're not allowed to do malacha before Havdalah is only when it comes to a tedious malacha, a malacha that involves some focus, some time, some energy, like writing or like weaving. Avladakas ner bialma, but something that's very quick, you just turn on a light or something like that. Oh, hotzamir shus to rishus, or to be motzi something from one rishus to the other, ain't tzarech lezeh, that you don't need. Umizen ispashe naminag lahakal, shemadikim neiros miyad, shamra kal barchu. And this is where the minna came from, that we're mekil, that they light candles as soon as the kila says barchu at mariv. Avali Iker Kesvar Rishona. However, we really do paskin like the first day that you shouldn't do any malacha until you did some form of havdala. V'yeshom lulus mayim b'kol motzoi Shabbos, and some say that we should draw water every motzoi Shabbos, ki be'era shel Miriam, because the be'er of Miriam, soviv kol motzoi Shabbos kol be'eros, manages to flood into all the other be'eros on all motzoi Shabbos, u'mish pogeabo v'yishtem b'menu yisrapim b'kol tachluav. And if you drink from the be'er Miriam, or from something that has a little mixture of water from the be'er Miriam, it's a skula for refuah, for whatever ails you. V'lo re'isi l'minigzeh, says the Rama, I've seen this minna quoted, I've just never seen it done, and therefore we don't do it. V'ayin l'al sim re'sam ha'gimel, mishem osmi chol ha'kodesh, mutal ha'malacha shehivdil, lasal samalacha. And if you look back at Simrei Samach Gimel, we discuss if someone is Mosef Michal al Kodesh, can he ask someone else who's already said Avdallah to do Malacha? Are you allowed to do Amir al-Nachri when it's still Shabbos for you, but it's not Shabbos for the other person anymore? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sivkat Olam and Beis, Shum Malacha. You're not allowed to do any Malacha before Avdallah. Va'afilu chafatz ma'asur midivrei sofrim. Even those things that are only Asur midirabanan, you're not allowed to do. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that if someone didn't say Avdallah and he wants someone else who was ready, who was already Ice Shabbos for, who already did say Avdallah, to record him, saying his Shalosh Shudas Drasha or something like that, that you're not allowed to do that. Because even though you're just being misasik by allowing yourself to be recorded, but it's like, we view that like a Shigigas Avera, and therefore it should not be done. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that if it was done, it's not an Isser of Maaser Shabbos to utilize that recording. So it shouldn't be done, but if it is done, it's not a problem of Maaser Shabbos. Sivkat Naman Gimel, Kodem Sheyavdil, Hainu Afilu Mishatach Shach. That means even after it gets dark, even Shlo Yivdil Adayin, since he didn't say Avdal yet, Chal B'mikzas Kedush Shabbos Alav, Kedush Shabbos is still Chal, V'asru Chazal B'malacha. Chazal say, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So even though it's for sure, Shabbos is for sure over, it's definitely dark outside, but because you didn't say Avdallah, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So Omer HaMavdil, you could just say HaMavdil. B'Levush Isa, the Levush says, Omer Baruch HaMavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol. Even though you're saying Baruch, that's still not called a bracha, because a bracha by definition has Shema Malchus. This does not have Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's just Baruch HaMavdil. And the reason why this is sufficient in order to allow you to do malacha is because the whole purpose of not doing malacha before Avdallah is that you should make it clear that you've ended Shabbos. So for a hacker, it's not about being mekayim the mitzvah, it's about making a hacker that you're really ending Shabbos. Bein HaKodesh, Sivkat Lamed Hei, Vein Tzorach Lomar Kol HaLoshon Shal Avdallah. You don't have to say the whole Bein HaLachoshech, Bein HaMashishish Me'amasa, you don't have to say the whole Loshon. U'mikom Lakom Lini Nachila Lomani Achi Avdallah Del Gemur HaLakos V'gam B'Tfilah. However, if you want to eat, on Matzoy Shabbos, then you need to do the real Avdallah. You need to do the full Havdalah. But for Malacha, you don't need to do the full Avdallah. Below Bracha, Ubiyom Tov Shechal B'Matzoy Shabbos V'Rotzal Asos Malachas Ochal Nefesh V'Lo Hivdil Adayim B'Tfila. Let's say Yontif falls on Matzoy Shabbos. This year Pesach is going to be on Erev Pesach is going to be on Shabbos. So first night of Pesach is going to be Matzoy Shabbos. Everyone's going to go straight from Shabbos into the Seder. So let's say it's Matzoy Shabbos. You didn't yet say Havdalah B'Tfila, and you want to start doing Malachas Ochal Nefesh to prepare for the Seder. So Omer Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh LeKodesh Below Shema Malchus. So you could also say Avdallah B'Peh, just not Bein Kodesh LeChol. You say Bein Kodesh LeKodesh Umutar B'Malacha, and then you're allowed to do Malacha. Avol Inyan Ti'ima Asra Afilu Hivdil B'Tfila. But as far as eating, even if you said Avdallah B'Tfila, you're not allowed to eat. Shamar V'Todienu Achi Kadish Kedin, until you do the Yaknahaz, until you do the what you need to do in order to say a proper Avdallah Alakos. She'enon Mavdilin Hainu Shur. That was going on women. We said that women who don't say Havdalah, because typically they don't daven Marav on Motzai Shabbos, or many women don't daven Marav ever, let alone on Motzai Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simun Kuvav, that most women don't daven Marav because Tefillas Arvus is Rishus, but Anoshim have been Mekabalit like a Chova, but women maybe were never Mekabalit like a Chova. So women who don't daven Marav typically didn't do Havdalah B'Tefillah. So Memela, they're going to do just saying Baruch Hama Avdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Avol Adok Asaner. But when it comes to so this, when the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rama quoted the Deya that maybe this whole Isser is only for significant malachos, but something minor like Hadok Asaner is going to be mutter. Hatam Kibud Midaraisa B'lo Avdala Mutter B'Malacha. Since on a Daraisa level, as soon as Shabbos is over, even without Avdala, you're allowed to do Malacha. Rak Takanas Chachamim Shetzorach Avdu Mikodem. It's only a Takanas Chachamim that you need to do Avdala. Hekele B'Malacha Shein B'Tarach. So they were makel on a Malacha that will not involve a significant amount of tircha. Umizen is pashet haminog, and this is where the minog comes from, that they would light the candles by the amud right after baruchu without saying any avdala. Ayn magnavram shem fakpik ma'od al minog zev. V'chem beis Yosef magnavram beis Yosef have major problems with this minog. Why should we have any distinction between one malacha and the other malacha? So the Brisker Rav explains why. Brisker Rav says because the Isser Malacha before Abdullah is not a continuation of the Isser of Malacha Shabbos. It's just that you shouldn't do something that's distracting that will cause you to forget to do Abdullah. So it has nothing to do with Malacha Shabbos. So Malacha Shabbos is about the Lamatas Malachos. But Brisker Rav says this Shita holds that the Isser Malacha before Abdullah is just about not doing something that will get you'll get caught up in and will cause you to forget Havdalah. So that's why we would make this distinction. But Magen Avraham is not happy about it at all. The Gamar Rabbi Yerucham Efshar Shalok Kivin LaHakdal B'Zer Rak Achashiv Tuk B'Tfila, and Rabbi Yerucham says maybe this Kula only applies if you did Havdalah B'Tfila. V'Alkein Masik Tiyesh Lidrush Baram She'ilamdu B'Naseim Lomar Amavdu B'Kosh L'Chol Kodem She'asu Shum Malacha. And therefore it's really important that we teach people before you do any Malacha, even so much as turning on a light, that you should say Baruch Amavdu B'Kosh L'Chol Mikol Shkein Olsen She'mevarus Eitzim Ve'esh U'Mecham. And certainly if you're heating up you're burning logs to heat up water, which does involve a great deal of Tarech, so that for sure is going to be Asr. And that's what the other Achronim write as well. So we generally assume that way, that before you do any Malach, even something minor like turning on a light, you have to do some form of Havdalah, at least to say Baruch HaMavdu B'Kodesh L'Chol. Iker Kesvar HaRishona, the Iker is like that first Deya, that any form of Malach would require saying Havdalah of some sort first. Ubal Nefesh, Yasek Moshe Kazu B'Darkei Moshe B'Shem Ar Zerua V'chein Yisa B'Zor Shalalat Gner Ad Achar Seder Kedusha. And the Bal Nefesh should be Machmir not to light any sort of candle until you said the Kedusha of the Kedusha de Sidra that you have in Mariv on Motzei Shabbos. Avol Chazan HaKnesses Mutlad Gner Achar Shiv Dil B'Tfila Omer Baruch HaMavdu B'Kodesh L'Chol Mishum Kvar Atzibur Shiyosh M'Choshech. But the Shamish or the Gabbai in the Shul, because it's pitch black in the Shul, it's dark in the Shul, can rely on just saying Baruch HaMavdil and turn on the lights in the Shul. The Tiltal HaNer Shari L'Kuli Alma. And certainly Muktza, moving a candle, is for sure going to be Mutter at this point. Ulahavi Yayin B'Yom Tov Sheni Achar Shechashcha, and to bring wine on Yom Tov Sheni after the first day of Yom Tov is over, Afshalo Spalil Adayin, even though you didn't yet daven Mariv, V'gam Lo Kiddush, and you didn't say Kiddush yet, that's not going to be a problem because that's not malacha. To bring wine that I'm going to need for tonight's meal when I haven't yet said Kiddush or Avdallah from the first day of Yontif, that's okay. That's the whole Isser is only Isser Achana, the Kimishan is Kaddish Yom Shari. And since it's already dark outside, it's already the next day, even though I didn't say Avdallah or Kiddush, it's going to be Mutter. Then the Mishnah Berurah just quotes something seemingly totally unrelated. The Maril had a practice that he would fold the talis, his talis, every Motzoi Shabbos in order to be osik in a mitzvah right away. I was just at Chasana tonight. Someone came over to me and said, "Is there a thing about folding the talis on Motzoi Shabbos?" I said, "Ah, it's today's Mishnah Berurah that the Maril was knowing dafka to fold the talis on Motzoi Shabbos, so that right away after Shabbos he would be involved in a mitzvah." Now there may be reasons why dafka folding a talis, because there may be issues of folding a talis on Shabbos, and that's why it's not just Stam that he would take a perfectly folded talis, unfold it, and then refold it in order to do a mitzvah. It could be that it's more likely that for a variety of reasons that we're not going to get into now, that there's some sort of problem with folding the talis on Shabbos, so it needs to be folded on Motzoi Motzai Shabbos. So to review what we learned tonight, four basic points. Number one, we said that if you plan to eat right after Avdallah, either don't have the bread out when you say Avdallah, or cover the bread, because usually bread gets kadima, so it's a bizayon to have it out. Second, we said that even though you can't eat until you say Avdallah ala kos, you can do malacha after either Avdallah betfila, or even after just saying Baruch Hamav Domin Kodesh Lechol, or Ben Kodesh Lekodesh, if it happens to be Yantif. Third, we said that some hold that you can do non-strenuous malacha before Avdallah, but we are machmir on that inyan. We're knowing to be machmir on that inyan. And finally, that the Ma'aril would fold his talis right after Shabbos to go straight into a mitzvah. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will begin with Simin Shin. I think back in regular place, regular time, if I'm not mistaken. I have a wedding tomorrow. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So tomorrow, I have a wedding in Brooklyn. We'll figure it out. Okay. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Simin Shin tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.